This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As you heard during Joe LaCroix's update, Craig Aberdaz is going to be introduced as the new Orioles manager today at 11 o'clock, and we'll have all of it rolling for you. As soon as we get it, we can play it. We're going to play it. We're going to comment on it. But David Rubenstein, Mike Elias, also going to be part of the fun. Nolan, before we get to that, Jorge Mateo, $5 million. Orioles declined his option. He's now going to hit free agency for the first time in about 4 years. They love his speed. They love his defense. Can't stay on the field. Can't hit. Most importantly, remember in 23 in April, he was the player of the month for the Orioles. He was hitting over 300, had like 5 bombs. Oh, he said if he gets on base 34% of the time, he'll lead the American League in stolen bases. But he can't hit the post, and he can't hit a baseball. So if we've seen the end of the Jorge Mateo era, even though they could possibly bring him back at a much reduced rate here.
Yeah, I think this is it. You know, and it's time. It's time to move on. You know, you can't say that they didn't give it a full effort. I mean, they probably gave it a lot longer than they should have. And I long believed that Brandon Hyde's presence was a big reason why Mateo was, kind of forced out there maybe more than he should have been. And then, you know, the injury, we never really got to see what his usage would have been like under Mancino just because he wasn't available. But it's not worth the squeeze, certainly not at that price. And okay, if he ends up coming back on a super cheap deal, I don't think it's the end of the world. But I would be questioning that if, okay, we didn't make any other shakeups to our infield or really our position players at all, and then we decide to run it back with Mateo. I mean, how do you view him? Right? If you view him as just a utility piece, I can live with that. I think we can aim a little bit higher, but it's not the end of the world. But if you view him as like this essential piece that should play or start at least 3 times a week, 4 times a week, no, this isn't a guy that you have to find a way to get in the lineup. You experimented with it for years. There were very high highs. 2022 was very, very high. It justified bringing him back, but it's been all downhill since then.
Yeah, injuries and effectiveness, and it is what it is. I think that ship has certainly sailed. Now, Muscles O'Neill opted in after a dreadful 2025. It's the smart move on his part. He's going to get $33 million from the Orioles over the next 2 years. But even though that it's very touching and a smart business play for him, I still think the Orioles need a right-handed bat or somebody in the middle of the lineup that can hit home runs that you can rely on to play 130 games. And Mountcastle falls into the same category. Another guy they're going to have to make a decision on in regards to whether or not to tender him. They need a bat. And I know Schwarbsy's out there, MVP finalist in the National League. Kyle Tucker had mixed results with the Cubs, got hurt, but he's a proven commodity. I mean, where are we going to bring in a reliable, pencil him in the lineup, and you know you're getting 35 home runs?
Well, here's the problem for me, because all season long when we were pissed off at Tyler O'Neill. And, yes. Oh, my God, why is this happening? You know, he comes back for a week and then he gets hurt again. You throw your hands up and say, just cut bait. Take the financial hit. It doesn't matter. Move on. Let's get a better player in here. And then I start to look at the crop of free agents that are available in the outfield. And you mentioned some of the names there. You mentioned Schwarber. Well, technically an outfielder, but you don't want him out there.
Oh, O'Neill's Roberto Clemente.
Exactly. So it's even thinner. I mean, and you're looking for that magic of, all right, decent enough on defense, power, contact. I mean, just solid enough. There really isn't a ton of guys that fit that bill. And the ones that do are, you know, probably going to, like Cody Bellinger, going to go back to New York. They're not even on the Orioles' radar, or won't be. They won't get to the Orioles. They won't even sit down and talk to the Orioles. So I think we're in a position, hate it or love it, where not only Tyler O'Neill is going to be here, but the Orioles actually really need Tyler. Like, they're going to need him to actually not be an all-star, but be productive. Because if he does what he did again last year, it won't sink the entire team, but it'll be a pretty big blow, because I don't see any easy, obvious help coming in to replace him.
And not only the injuries and the lack of being available, when he did play defensively, he must have had every ounce of defensive acumen sucked out of his body over the injuries, because he really labored in the outfield. Now, he won his gold gloves in left field for the Cardinals, and I was sitting at it was still Brandon Hyde at the time. Well, he's comfortable in right field. You know, he's not good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm comfortable sitting in the right field bleachers watching him play right field poorly. You don't want me running around with a glove. I mean, put him where he helps the team, not where he feels good, where he is good.
Well, it's hard to see. Yeah, hard to see where that previous gold glove came from. Because you're right. When he was out there, outside of an occasional strong arm throw, that was really it. I mean, if there was one thing I was going to say about him, he's pretty strong arm. I mean, he almost did a front flip throwing a guy out at second base early in the season.
That he missed 3 weeks after he did it.
Exactly. So that's the other side of the coin. You know, it goes both ways.
Hey, Santander, who was a Gold Glove finalist back in 21, I mean, he'd make the diving catch or catch one in the gap. I mean, I know his defensive metrics by the stats weren't all that great, but he had a decent arm. I mean, he was a Gold Glove level outfielder compared to what we saw from O'Neill. But they need some help in that lineup. Introducing the new manager, Albernaz, coming up here in about 15 minutes. Buzz Williams will be joining us on the show. Talk about his team's win. Got Georgetown coming up on Friday, renewing that rivalry that shut down for the most part back in the 80s with John Thompson and Lefty Drizel. But we'll talk to Buzz about the win. And, you know, getting his players back healthy. They're still minus two key contributors. But they, you know, we saw what they might be capable of. But again, you can't make any absolutes on the team. When we come back, Dirty Dozen. 12 teams. That's hence the dozen. But 9 weeks in, the last 2 weeks, the Colts were number one. They lost to Pittsburgh. They're not going to be number one. Who's Vinny's number one team in the Dirty Dozen? Later on in the show, we'll get to the Feeble Five. Are the Cowboys creeping into that territory?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.